You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and my guest today is Dale Bickford. He'll be performing as Dale in Company Saturday evening at the Clemens Fine Arts Center at 7:30 p.m. Dale, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell us about your performance. It says you're going to have a couple of buddies with you, so what will the instrumentation be?
May I adjust this? I should have done this before I started talking. Okay, there's a boom arm I'm adjusting here.
There you go.
Actually, I just found out, what is today? We just had our first practice, because I made him a CD. Technology nowadays is wonderful, so I recorded it all. And gave it to them so they could listen to it and get their own stuff, because they're accomplished musicians in their own right. So they contributed to what I laid down this foundation. And I just heard it the other night for the first time, and this was going to be our third practice, and then we're going to take off Friday and play Saturday. It's awesome. I've never heard me like full band, because I'm just an acoustic player, you know, I'm like this singer-songwriter hippie kind of stuff, you know what I mean? It's like, after a while, that gets kind of old, you know, just you by yourself on stage. It kind of puts people to sleep. So this guy, I'm sorry, back to your question. The keyboard and a drummer, and then the other gentleman will be playing electric guitar and adding effects and bass. So
you say you're mostly a solo performer. Do you have much experience at all playing in a full band live?
No.
Well, this sounds exciting then. How do you think it's going to change your music to have it fleshed out with multiple musicians?
I think they compliment me very well, because I told them the other day, even if there's a huge snowstorm and they canceled the show, my mission is accomplished. These guys, like I said, are very, very accomplished musicians in their own right. They're in multiple bands. And they tell me often, they're like, man, that's a really good song, because I'm doing all original material. And I don't know if I mentioned that or we mentioned that, but so they're learning my stuff and adapting to it. And man, it sounds better than I've ever imagined it hearing, you know, because even as a solo performer, you're always like, one day I'm going to get these guys to play with me, you know. And you always wind up being just Neil Young up there, just kind of plugging away, you know. But I guess the beauty of it is live music adapts, you know, just like live radio, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, the mic's not working. Well, you sit over here to this other one beside you. We just adapt, you know. So I kind of wanted to keep it where I didn't know much about it, so that it's a surprise and a mystery to me, because I'm trying to tell them it's an intimate thing, because it's like VH1 Storytellers or something, not to probably promote someone else other than WKBMS or my local, I apologize, but just in my mind, that's what it's like, is audience may ask a question and I expand, but I can't really babble that much, because I had to start cutting the cover tunes I was going to do, because I had so much original stuff. Not to sound egotistical, but I had so much original stuff, and I didn't want to cut my stuff. If this is going to be my only show ever, then I'm going to go guns a-blazing, so to say, you know, and do original stuff. And these guys really contributed, and I think it'll blow the people away that know me, because they haven't heard me in a long time, you know. And
I read a blurb, or maybe a couple from you online, and you said that you really feel like the audience is a part of your performance. So you seem to have a relative lack of ego when it comes to being a musician playing live. Can you explain your philosophy a little better?
I guess a lot of the way that I view music, and I've heard other artists, it's funny. I'm trying to get into this digital age. I told people, I'm trying to stay PG-13 too in my head, that in this digital age, the way you view music, it being back to the core, it's a language, you know, and people that are in this industry know that. And I'm starting to hear other people, like I heard Chris Martin in a little blurb and something he did promoting a new album. He goes, it's not really writing a song, it's receiving the song, and then you do what's appropriate with it. And that's kind of what I do, is that I don't play depressing music, but I play music for people that get depressed, because my goal is to kind of make you, you know, just help you get through the monotony of the day, you know, when it's gloomy and it's raining for 3 days in a row and you're like, oh my God, you know. So I like to be that person that you could listen to, and that's what this music is. And expanding on my philosophy, I'm going back to the, because it sounds really deep, so I call that translating music. It makes me feel a certain mood. I define the lyrics as a songwriter that defines the mood to me of what the song is conveying to me. If they're congruent, then it's a good song, right? And that's what I call myself, like a translator or an interpreter. And I was Googling that. That's why it's so beautiful, getting back to running a rabbit, you know. It's so beautiful. I was Googling people that are from Kentucky that have made it very successful, right? Because I was born in Tennessee, which is like an hour and a half throw from here, right? And this is where I've just always been, in this area. And I looked up Joan Osborne, who's from this area. And it said her, like a Wikipedia page or whatever it is, you know, to promote them, who they're independent industry. Her first little blog there said that she is an interpreter of music. And I didn't even know this, right? So I looked at them and I said, what's the chances of two people in Kentucky with the same philosophy? I've never met the lady. I saw her at the Hard Rock Cafe years ago when she was What If God Was One of Us, you know, singing that when nose rings were not cool to have, and she had one, right? And that's what I am. It's weird, and to babble on about it, I try to refrain for that, because a lot of times people really don't care. It's like when you pass them on the street and say, how you doing today? You don't care. You ain't got time to listen, you know. They had a flat on the way to school. They almost were on time, you know, but this is the fifth time this week. You know, we all have issues and problems, you know, so I just try to stick to the basic, like, so you're a songwriter. I just write music, man. That's it, you know. And so I try to condense it, because without sounding philosophical, but back to Chris Martin, it is receiving something. That I didn't create that music, man. It's energy, and it's always existed. It will always exist without me, and there is no ego to have. I'm just simply the conduit now. You will see the blessing at some point of this song. It may just not be me that does it. And as a songwriter, I think there's sometimes I write stuff I just can't do. I mean, I can't sing that. It's like really pretty, you know. And you can tell by my raspy voice, I'm not a pretty singer. You know, I'm just not. It's just a mood of the music. And these guys compliment that very well. And I think that if this is the only time that I do perform, you should see this, honestly. I mean, it's... And it sounds ego again, but this is like a once in a lifetime that the audience gets to experience that, because they're sitting right next to me on stage. And these guys, man, you should see their faces when they, because they're really good players, and they play with each other, and they're like, their mouths are dropping open. They're like, man, you know, I played with just one last night. We rehearsed together. He goes, man, some of the stuff he was doing on that guitar. And I was like, I know, dude, I don't know what level he just bumped that up to, but I can never hear this song again without hearing that, you know. And that's what being a musician is. You add and compliment, you know. And that's why I didn't tote my guitar up here. I didn't know I was going to be able to do that, you know. So I'm not really sounds weird, but I'm not really a song and dance kind of pony, you know. I'm not just like, hey, we're live, why don't you throw it? I'm like, man, I haven't had many cups of coffee yet. And my voice in the first thing in the morning, you don't want to hear me sing. It's really close up, especially, or like a cappella, you know, doing something. You don't want to experience that. So I left it there, you know. It's a kind of maybe subliminally or subconsciously that I didn't want to torture you, and I want people to come see the show, because it is really good. It's hard for me. I hope I'm answering some of your questions that are coincide with what you asked me then. It's hard for me, because I've always heard, I hear multiple stuff in the song, but I don't dictate what is written in the song. I just kind of, I tell people with art, and it's a sad reality, if you don't know this as an artist, you just need to swallow this period, is that whenever you do something and release it publicly, it is no longer yours. It is ours, because it speaks to people, and people adopt art, music, as their own, like they wrote it. If I could write a song, man, that would have been the song I wrote, right? I mean, every time, even the musicians say that, man, that would be the one I'd want to write, right? It's a Wonderful World, you know? That's the one, you know? And I died, and that's the only song that you knew I wrote, right? That's what you want as a songwriter. And to us, all three of us, these guys, we just want that experience of, wow, man, that sounds really good. And that was in this guy's living room, and it sounded really, really good. And the stage, of course, the Clemens Fine Arts Center.
It's basically like a living room.
Yes, yes. It's a big living room, and that's why I said that you need to experience that. It's the only time you may see that ever. I mean, and if I perform anywhere else or come here and perform or play like the Apple or something, it's not going to be the same show. It's going to be back to my dog and pony or show pony. You know, I'm just going to have to perform because I'm getting paid as an artist, right? You got to make money, man. You got to pay bills, right? I have a mortgage. So this is either a giant leap or a one-time show. So either way, it's going to be awesome. You know, it's going to be awesome.
Well, I think that Saturday is definitely going to be a singular performance, and you seem to really be excited about the whole concept of the Backstage Pass series, the intimacy with the audience, and the fact that you're playing with a full band, which is unusual for you, will make it even more special. Dale, thanks so much for coming by and speaking with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you letting me be here and represent the school and local artists.
Dale Bickford will perform as Dale and Company Saturday evening beginning at 7:30 at the Clemens Fine Arts Center as part of their Backstage Pass series.